We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, also CEO, chairman, and founder of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. Been there for a long time. And don't forget, any topic you're interested in terms of radio entrepreneurs, not radio entrepreneurs, but entrepreneurship, type in our YouTube channel. Look for what we've got. We've got a lot of content there for you, and then you'll know who to go. And we're like a resource center just for you on entrepreneurship. Our next guest, I just looked in my notes, known him for 10 years, been my teacher. I hope he's going to continue to be my teacher. He has been recently. David Bernat of the Synagogue Council of Massachusetts and the Israel Resource Center, and he's the executive director. And before he starts, I just say leadership comes in many different sizes and forms, as you're going to hear. Welcome, David.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. What do you want to tell us about today?
Well, first of all, Synagogue Council as an organization. We are a 30-year-old agency in Massachusetts, and our function is to serve congregations and to support congregational vitality throughout the state. And we do that through large collective programs and public forum. We do that acting as a connector. Congregations to each other, congregations to resources, and congregations to other Jewish organizations in the area. And we do it by consulting on a deep level with individual synagogues on an as-needed basis.
You know what it makes me think of? Tell me, because again, everything for me is simplified. I remember in my early days in marketing, computers could only talk, it had no connectability. I could have you on the other side of the table in the same office. Our computers never talk to each other. What you've really done, like a string of pearls, is you're connecting all these synagogues so that it's not just 1 + 1, it's 1 + 1 = 3, and also providing resources to them. Is that correct?
Exactly. That puts it perfectly, because part of also what we do is promote pluralism and unity by encouraging collaboration across lines of denomination and ideology.
So it could go from, it's not just reform to reform, it could be reform to conservative to orthodox. You've sort of connected in every direction.
That's exactly what we do. And right now we may be the only organization of its kind today on the United States landscape in Jewish nonprofit.
Does that, you know, I good luck to you. Doesn't that go against, let's say, tradition?
Well,
the reform to conservative.
In some respects it does, but in other respects, the lines of denomination, when it comes to the 2,000 to 3,000 years history of Judaism, the lines of denomination are only recent. And what we need to encourage, I think, across the board is a sense of community that represents shared mission and purpose despite certain sorts of differences, and reminding us that the lines of difference are much less significant than what unifies us.
So you, I would assume your inroads are really through rabbis? You meet one-to-one with rabbis?
Well, we meet with rabbis and significantly with the lay leaders in the congregation, the presidents, the heads of
committees. I like that better. Because I would think to some degree that rabbis sometimes can be institutionalized and they're fearful of collaboration.
Well, some are and some aren't, but we work with the clergy, we work with the lay leaders and the executive directors, who are often the linchpin of what goes on the day-to-day management level in a synagogue.
So what are the main obstacles that you're facing? I would assume you have obstacles in your own organization. You have funding. Everybody's chasing funding. You have funding issues, and I think then there's also what I would call institutionalized resistance.
Right, and I think beyond those, to the extent that what you do here is support and encourage entrepreneurship, small businesses, and that type of empowerment, though we're an old organization with a seat at the grown-up table, I took over the organization from the retired founding director, and in the last year or so, we really might look more like a startup than an established organization. We're in a rebuilding, refining of our mission, and retooling both on the content level and on the financial level.
Well, again, it's very interesting. You know, sometimes entrepreneurship people do sort of fall into it. My guess would have been that you're not an entrepreneur, that you're an educator. What is your background?
Well, my background to organizational work came through my training as an educator, both of an adults and college students. But there's a sense of the energy and the ability, if I can pat myself on the back, to connect people and to empower people that can happen in the classroom and can happen on the organizational level and on the statewide landscape. And that's really what I've tried to bring to the organization. And in the last year, it's been a learning curve for me. Certain things I was good at, certain things I've learned by trial and error, and certain things I've had people who've mentored me in new areas.
I talked to a CEO yesterday about splitting the tree open, talking about interviewing people and looking at the rings and how they grow. Were your parents entrepreneurs?
Well, I think in different ways they were. My father, I would say, was in the classic way, self-made. He had parents who supported him and were nurturing, but had little in the way of resources, and he put himself through college and graduate school and really started himself on a path to success.
And that is entrepreneurial. It's risk-taking, and investing in yourself is very much, and then in others, is a form of entrepreneurship.
And when I think about leadership qualities and what I've learned and what I can aspire to, my father certainly and my mother, may she rest in peace, were real models for me.
That's nice. It's nice to hear. It's always good to hear about good parents. So why don't we, to give our listener a feel, let's pretend it's 2 years from now, and we're talking about where the council is today. Give us a sense of where you're going with this and why it's important to people.
Well, where the council is in 2 years from now is we are more active with our constituents throughout the state. Right now, our focus and our capabilities has been within what you would call the Boston Beltway. We want to reach out to serve congregations more effectively throughout the state. And we want to have a sustainable arc of programming in certain areas around congregational management, around women's empowerment and leadership, and around transitions. Because right now, in the synagogue landscape, it is a time of great change. Closures, mergers, how to engage the youth and the 20s and 30s who soon will be having families and are thinking about their identity and their affiliation in different ways.
And so, you know this better than me. I'm just guessing. I'm assuming that in your world that people go to congregations when they have children, but once their children get of adult age, they stop going or school age.
Well,
that's a big drop off.
That's happening, but that's not the kind of drop off that in general we're all concerned with. Where the concern is how to find the places and attract the affiliation of the current 20s and 30s who do not yet have their kids, because what they certainly do not want is the congregation and the Jewish organizational landscape of their grandparents and parents. They want to find ways to connect with each other. They want to find ways to contribute, but what they are looking for is very different. And we all, both collective and individually, need to be ahead of the curve in understanding what's next for Jews. And what's next for Jews in the context of the wider religious and cultural communities that we find ourselves.
Well, and it's not just indigenous to Jews. It's just if we're studying to figure out how to exist in this changing world, there is generalized learning to other groups as
yes,
well.
Yes, there is. And
we're all trying to figure that one out.
Absolutely. On the religious landscape, we're entering into new discussions about partnership with the Mass Council of Churches, who are our mirror organization in the Christian landscape.
You know, there's not enough of that for me. And, you know, I have a lot of what I would consider to be devout Christian clients. And I think I'm always interested in their perspective on things, which is a different perspective sometimes. But their perspective is similar to some of the things we're looking for. And I think we can learn from each other and help each other. Difference is not dangerous. Difference is great. It's to be embraced.
And so I'd like to turn the conversation to an area now that is a new initiative for Synagogue Council, and that's our Israel Resources Forum.
Tell us.
And for the Jewish community at large, one of the larger questions is, how do we engage and foster engagement for Jews with the homeland, with the state of Israel? And that's something that's going to be changing from generation to generation as well. And so Synagogue Council has established an Israel Resources Forum, which is designed for synagogue lay leaders who develop Israel programming in their congregation. How do they talk to each other and share resources? And how do they have access in the most efficient way to resources for speakers, educators, advocacy, cultural programs, programs about Israel business? And we've established our first program, which is Sunday night, November 6th, where we've brought leaders from, at this point, over 30 congregations in the area into contact with the major organizational players in the Israel landscape, the Jewish National Fund, JNF, CJP, Combined Jewish Philanthropies, the Israeli American Council, the Israel Consulate.
And what time and where is it?
And it is in Newton Center, 1320 Center Street, at the Israeli-American Council Center, or Merkaz. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Dinner is provided, and we have a panel and conversation between the stakeholders. And this is the first program of its kind, and we hope it's the first of many, and a way to continue to connect people the way Synagogue Council does in the Israel Forum.
Wish I could go. I have another event I had already pre-committed to. I would prefer to be at your event. I'm glad those people aren't listening to hear that. But your event sounds very exciting and something that I'm interested in. If somebody wants to find you in the interim, if they can't go to the event, they want more information, how would they find you?
We have a website, and if you Google Synagogue Council, you can get to it, and it has information about our programs, our resources, opportunities for philanthropy, and opportunities to learn and connect on the congregational landscape throughout the state.
David, pleasure having you on the show. You know, I always look forward to seeing you. I'm like a child when I see you. As I said before, something I don't say to many people, I consider you to be one of my teachers. You did a great job. You opened up a whole area of thought for me. I appreciate it. I think others could learn a lot from you as well. I hope people look at the video and take a look at what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And you know, if it doesn't sound trite, the admiration is mutual, and thanks for the opportunity to have a voice in a forum here.
My pleasure. We do it all the time. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, here with Chris Jarrell, and we will be right back after these messages.